Children, just you listen to the poem Weird Zoo. Now, let us know the meanings of some key words.
Weird.
Very strange.
Sunny.
A lot of bright light from the sun.
Cheers.
Expressing happiness.
Skinny.
Very thin.
Hippo.
Hippopotamus.
Excellent.
Extremely good.
Mama bear.
Mummy bear.
Mom.
Mother.
Children, let's answer some questions now.
I woke up. Who is the speaker?
How was the weather outside?
What did the speaker see first?
Who was an excellent swimmer?
How was Mama Bear?
What did the speaker hear from his mother?
Did the speaker really go to the zoo?
Have you ever got such dreams? What did you get? Share with your friends.
Thank you, children. Children, now listen to the story. Amar was late to school.
Amar went to school in the morning. Almost immediately, he came home and went to bed. Why do you think he did that?
Amar opened one eye. The sun was shining brightly. His mother was in the kitchen. She was making breakfast. His father was in the garden. He was singing and watering the plants.
Amar looked at the clock. It was 8 o'clock. He woke up late. He had to be at school at 8:30. Mr. Mali, his principal, was very strict. Amar was quite afraid of him. The principal had a loud voice. When he was angry, he shouted and his face turned red. Amar flung his bed sheets aside and ran to the bathroom.
He brushed his teeth and had a bath. His hair was untidy, but he didn't comb it. He was getting late. In 10 minutes, he was ready. It was 8:10. There was no time for his breakfast. There was no time even for taking a cup of milk.
The bus always comes at 8:12. He hurried. He ran down the stairs. He slipped. He fell on the carpet, but luckily he did not hurt himself. He grabbed his school bag and ran to the door.
"Bye, Mummy, I'm late," he shouted to his mother. "Amar, Amar," his mother was calling out to him, but he did not hear her. He was already outside. He was running down the street.
Exactly at 8:12, he was at the bus stop. But there was no bus. He waited for some time, but there was no bus. He looked at his watch. It was nearly 8:25. "I'll take a taxi," he said to himself.
He was lucky. Soon a taxi came, and he got into it. There was not much traffic on the road. He reached his school in 10 minutes. He looked at his watch. It was 8:25, and he was late by 5 minutes. "Mr. Malli won't be angry with me," thought Amar. He pushed his big front door of the school, but it did not open. It was locked. There was no one inside. He could not hear voices of the children and teachers.
Suddenly, a loud voice behind him said, "Hello, Amar. What are you doing here?" It was Mr. Mali. Amar turned. Mr. Mali was standing there with his two children and he was smiling.
He was not wearing his usual grey suit.
He was dressed casually in a red t-shirt and blue jeans. He had a big green shopping bag in his hand. "Have you come to school, Amar?" said Mr. Mali. He started laughing. "It's Sunday today. It's a holiday," said Mr. Mali. "Sunday?" said Amar. "Oh, it's Sunday." He returned home and went to bed.
Children, So far, you listened to the story, Amar was late to school. Now, let's know the meanings of some keywords.
Shining.
Producing light.
Brightly.
Full of light.
Afraid of.
Feeling fear.
Shouted.
Spoke loudly.
Flung.
Threw something with force.
Aside.
To one side.
Untidy.
Not neat.
Hurry.
Do something quickly.
Grabbed.
Got hold of it roughly.
Exactly.
Correctly.
Traffic.
Movements of vehicles on the road.
Reached.
Arrive at a place.
Usual.
Normal.
Casually.
Not showing much care.
Children, now let's answer some questions.
When did Amar get up?
Why was Amar afraid of his principal?
Why didn't Amar comb his hair?
Why did Amar take a taxi?
When did Amar reach the school? What did he do there?
How was the principal dressed?
What did Amar do at last?
When do you think Amar usually got up on a working day?
Did Amar go to school late earlier?
What was the reaction of Mr. Mali towards the latecomers?
Thank you, children.